Here are the sounds of my life in San Francisco.
Hungry?
Damn right. I don't know really what I want to have to eat.
I could, we can get some steaks over at Safeway and bring it back here, and we like mushrooms and steaks.
Oh, man, that sounds good.
And then we can throw a little salad together too, huh?
No, I'd like that. I'd like some fresh salad and steak and maybe a nice vegetable.
A vegetable, yeah. We could have some corn or something.
Yeah,
or
that would
whatever,
be good.
Whatever's good.
That would really, yeah. That really sounds good. I need something fresh.
I'm hungry, too.
Hey, I know what we could do, too. We could do something radical. I know it would probably create some strange,
give it
mystic
a try. Let's see. What is it?
Strange, mystic vibrations in your kitchen. Mm-hmm. We could get a pound of real coffee, and I could make
real coffee in my kitchen?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
What will I do with the instant coffee?
Oh, your days will settle back down.
Real coffee?
Yeah, we get some real regular grind speed.
Aha, garlic salt, that's the stuff for
it. Right, there is no substitute under the sun.
For garlic, okay, I'm sorry.
Garlic salt is all right, but it has bears the same relation to garlic that instant coffee bears to coffee.
Yeah. I don't know, see, I used to make regular coffee all the time.
I don't know what happened to you, Ray Richard. I don't think you have it. You can provide yourself with any kind of excuse.
It's these years of bachelorhood that have done it. Because, this is one thing that's happened. I used to make it. I used to drink a lot more coffee. I used to drink like 4 or 6 cups of coffee.
Yeah, you don't drink much coffee.
Yeah, now I drink
the whole thing.
2 cups of coffee is what I take in the morning, and I take 1 late in the afternoon.
And you don't even care about coffee.
Coffee out. You're lucky you didn't drink it. This stuff's terrible. He's unable. Probably during his lifetime, he's made maybe 5,000-10,000 cups of coffee. He's unable to make a good cup of coffee.
So you're talking about some of that good coffee, or is that just price?
That's price. He talks about that good coffee. A drop of it has never seen this world. It's always the same. Powerful, strong, bitter, black. Always the same. Year after year after year passes, and his coffee always remains undrinkable. I get a certain amount of amusement watching people attempt to drink it like people have never seen it for the first time. It's really a virgin experience to watch somebody who's never had